I'm Todd Hatton. You are listening to Sounds Good here on WKMS. And I'm joined in the studio now by Stephen Keen of the Governor's School of the Arts, here to talk about two subjects very near and dear to my heart. The first being the arts, and of course the second being coffee.
Yes.
Now, there's a coffee house that's going on around the Commonwealth tomorrow, and it's happening here as well.
Yes, we are having a coffee house day at Vidalgo Bay Coffee House here in Murray.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fundraiser for the program?
Yes, it's a fundraiser and an awareness program. Mm-hmm. Basically, some of the Governor's School for the Arts alumni that are in the Murray area, and some of the students that go to Murray State that attended Governor's School for the Arts, are going to be performing between 12 and 3. And then we'll also talk about the experience with Governor's School for the Arts, what happens during that 3-week-long mm-hmm. program in the summer, and also give patrons the opportunity to donate, to make donations, and gain awareness about the Governor's School for the Arts program.
Well, let's see if we can do a little bit for awareness now. Tell me about the program. What are kids going to do when they come in?
What happens is, this year it's going to be at Center College.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-week-long program for several different art types, music, vocal music, musical theater, regular theater, visual art. And now they even have like architecture and things like that. They've added, there's 9 different programs mm-hmm. that they do. And they take about 200 students total. And those students get a 3-week intense study with faculty from across Kentucky in those areas. So I went in 1991 mm-hmm. and I'm an alumnus. And it was one of those things that got me started as far as my interest in music.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of student are you looking for? Are there requirements, criteria, that kind of thing?
Yes, students are, they take high school juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. So if you're going into your junior or senior year, you audition. There's an audition process for each of the categories, and you can audition for more than one category. And mm-hmm. If you're selected in more than one, they kind of choose which one would best fit you. You go in and you audition. It's not really based on your level of experience, although there is a talent level that they're looking for.
Right.
But they also take students that need help. Like as far as when I went, I didn't know anything about music theory. I hadn't taken music theory in high school yet. So they offer classes like that in that 3 weeks to kind of get you a jump start on things that you'll need to know to prepare for college.
Mm. So they're not looking necessarily for things that you may have already done. They're looking for potential.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so this is going on, this fundraiser tomorrow from 12 to 3 is going on throughout Kentucky, and it's happening at Vidalgo Bay here in Murray.
Correct.
And it looks like it's so many of the things that are going on right now. It just makes me wish I was 16 and 17. Almost what it makes me wish. Almost. Well, Stephen Keen is from the Governor's School of the Arts here on campus at Murray State University. Mr. Keen, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me.